welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, we hear from the Gold Coast of Australia, where Father Nick Punch is preaching parish missions as part of the Thomas More Center. His preaching is entitled, Follow St. Paul in Preaching the Gospel.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 1 to 8. Before God and before Christ Jesus, who is to be judge of the living and the dead, I put this duty to you. In the name of his appearing and of his kingdom, proclaim the message and welcome or unwelcome, insist on it. Refute falsehood, correct error, call to obedience, but do all with the patience and with the intention of teaching. The time is sure to come when, far from being content with sound teaching, people will be avid for the latest novelty and collect themselves a whole series of teachers according to their own tastes. And then, instead of listening to the truth, they will turn to myths. Be careful always to choose the right course. Be brave under trials. Make the preaching of the good news your life's work in thoroughgoing service. As for me, my life is already being poured away as a libation, and the time has come for me to be gone. I have fought the good fight to the end. I've run the race to the finish. I've kept the faith. All there is to come now is the crown of righteousness reserved for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not only to me, but to all those who have longed for this appearing. The Gospel of the Lord. We hear today the last will and testament of St. Paul, urging Timothy, that is me, to continue his mission of preaching the gospel. Paul had spent his whole life after his conversion preaching that gospel message, baptizing people and setting up communities. Despite persecution, the lies spread about him, the trials of travel, he stuck to the task. He argued his case even when church leaders challenged him. He knew the pitfalls of preaching, trying to counter false preachers, those who used preaching for their own advantage. Very different to the real words of Jesus, the good news. For me, Paul is the patron saint of preachers. I have seen this preaching in extraordinary places. Just yesterday, I heard Bishop Curry, the African-American bishop at the royal wedding, being interviewed in a normally political news commentary show on primetime Australian TV. Instead of a what's going wrong with the world statement, we received a wonderful explanation of the Christian interpretation of love, the Greek word agape, love. Bishop Curry took the opportunity given to him to preach the gospel in season and out of season. I've also seen young teachers sharing their faith in classrooms. Groups of people studying the gospel together. Hospital chaplains visiting patients with a word of hope. I've listened to parents talking to their children, answering the children's questions about the faith they have. I recall the visual on American TV of the scene where the day before there had been a violent alt-right demonstration. Here were Christian ministers of all denominations standing linked, each with their Bibles, and one by one reading a passage about love and peace. They have taught me that you cannot keep the faith without sharing it. It is up to each one of us to find ways of doing this. We must never bore people with dry preaching, but use the opportunities life has given us. There is a tremendous need, especially since so many today don't want to attend church, so we must go to them. St. Paul tells us the crown of righteousness is waiting for us. And thanks for listening. Thank you.